fortune has come back around, and Nicky Caro has returned with a new film, The Zookeeper's Wife, based on the book of the same title by Diane Ackerman. Caro is the marvelous director who endeared herself to many with her film version of Whale Rider, as well as McFarland, USA. The Zookeeper's Wife is loosely based on the true story of Jan and Antonina Zabinski, who took over the management of the Warsaw Zoo in 1928, a year after it opened. The zoo flourished until the Nazi takeover of Poland in September 1939. During the invasion, Warsaw was heavily bombed and much damage was done to the zoo. Having survived, Jan Zabinski became heavily involved in the resistance, and he and Antonina worked in the subsequent years to save 300 Jews from the Warsaw ghetto by hiding them in hidden tunnels at their villa in the zoo. Nicky Caro and screenwriter Angela Workman have done a wonderful job of creating a story, despite liberties taken, that is engaging and rolls along at a good pace from start to finish. Part of what makes this film work is the use of the zoo as an analogy for good in juxtaposition with the Warsaw ghetto representing bad. Animals in the zoo were cared for and cherished by the Zabinskis, whereas the Nazis treated the Jews as less than animals in the ghetto. Jan even refers to his wife, Antonina, as Eve in her garden. Unfortunately, as with the garden, evil is everywhere, and despite best efforts, it even works its way into the zoo. Most of the actors in this film are not known to American audiences, but they all do a wonderful job. One of my favorites was the young boy who is the first to play Rish, the Zabinski's son. The look of shock and horror on his face as he rides through the ghetto with his dad for the first time is particularly moving. Jessica Chastain as Antonina Zabinski is a standout in this film, and co-star Daniel Brühl of Goodbye Lenin fame is also wonderful as former friend turned high-ranking Nazi officer Lutz Heck. While much of this film is accurate, a number of liberties, however, were taken with the actual events. Not wanting to spoil the film, I won't go into too many details, but for those interested, what Lutz Heck does in the zoo is accurate. Heck, however, did not actually stay around as long as the film depicts. His character likely was an easy antagonist needed to complete the story, so he remains a part of the film. While the Zabinskis did rescue people from the ghetto, the method depicted is highly unlikely. A viewer having any historical background will also have a hard time accepting the artwork created. The events toward the end of the film, however, are accurate despite the, "Oh, right," heard from some audience members at the end of one particular event. While some of the named characters were truly active in the ghetto as depicted in the film, some of them may have been woven into this story because of their importance historically, not necessarily because they knew or actually worked with Jan Zabinski to rescue the Jews. Liberties aside, the story is well-crafted and elegantly filmed, although I did find that I wondered how certain things concerning the family at the end of the film happened. No explanation was offered. The audience was just supposed to accept them. It seemed as though Caro had decided she'd run out of time and was rushing to bring the film to an end. The most important aspect of this film is that it introduces us to another group of people who came forward at incredible personal risk to help others. Caro has put together a film that keeps the audience engaged rather than a film that is just one more story. With luck, viewers will choose to learn more about the Zabinskis and others like them in order to keep their memories alive. The Zookeeper's Wife is a fast and beautiful 2 hours and 4 minutes in length and is rated PG-13 for thematic elements, disturbing images, violence, brief sensuality and nudity, and smoking. This is Libby Wadman with the Friday Film Review, sponsored by the Park City Film Series, reminding you that film is always fun and fascinating.